Welcome to Prompted, the podcast where we spark imagination, one writing prompt at a time. My name is Eric, and if you love exploring new ideas, pushing your writing in unexpected directions, or just need a little creative spark, you're in the right place. New episodes of Prompted will be released every Monday, so be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on our website or find us on your favorite podcast platform. In each episode, I'll share my own creative work inspired by last week's writing prompts so you can see how it all comes together. Then, at the end of each episode, I'll give you a writing prompt to explore on your own. In some episodes, I might share a song that I've created with an AI-powered music tool called Suno, that's S-U-N-O, which all starts with one of my original poems. Now, I'm not trying to replace professional musicians or musicianship. Instead, I see this as a way to bring my words to life in a new and creative way, at least until I connect with real musicians in real life. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's creative writing journey. If you're familiar with this show, you know that each episode typically features deep dive, poetry from prompts, fiction from prompts, a review of the writing prompt from the previous episode, and then a new writing prompt for you to challenge yourself with. But today, I'm doing things a bit different. I'm going to take a closer look at a common challenge many writers face, writer's block. Whether you're a seasoned author or just starting out, writer's block can be a frustrating experience that stalls your progress and leaves you feeling stuck. But don't worry, we've all been there. Writer's block is a phenomenon that affects writers in different ways. Some might feel like they're staring at a blank page, unable to come up with a single sentence. Others may experience mental blocks, where their mind goes blank and refuses to produce ideas. Whatever the cause, writer's block can be a major obstacle that hinders your progress and makes it difficult to meet deadlines. As writers, we've all experienced some form of writer's block at one point or another. But with the right mindset and strategies, we can find effective ways to break through the barrier of writer's block and come out stronger on the other side. The power of writing prompts. One strategy that can help overcome writer's block is to use writing prompts. These can take many forms, such as a single word, a phrase, an image, or a new concept or idea. The possibilities are endless. For example, a single word like sunshine might evoke a sense of warmth and happiness, while a phrase like a mysterious letter arrives in the mail could spark a story about mystery and intrigue. An image can also serve as a prompt. Think of an iconic photograph or a piece of artwork that resonates with you. What story does it tell? What emotions does it evoke? A concept or an interesting story idea can be just as effective. For instance, I featured one of my microfiction pieces in episode 4 that was inspired by the concept of Demons in the Desert, a Western horror. It's amazing how much depth and creativity can be unlocked with just a simple concept like that. The key is to use these prompts as starting points for your writing. Don't worry too much about where they lead. Just let them guide you into new and exciting places. By embracing the power of writing prompts, you can unlock new ideas, explore different styles, and tap into your creative potential. So go ahead, give it a try, and see what wonders await. Free writing to the rescue. Are you stuck on a particular scene or chapter? Do you find yourself staring at a blank page, unable to come up with anything new? That's where free writing comes in. This technique involves writing without stopping, no matter what comes out. It can be as simple as describing your surroundings or as complex as writing a short story. But free writing has its roots in the work of several pioneering writers and educators who recognized the importance of letting go of self-editing and criticism to tap into our creative potential. One of the earliest advocates of free writing was Dorothea Brand, who wrote about that technique in her book Becoming a Writer back in 1934. She suggested that writers start their day with just 15 minutes of writing as fast as they can without worrying about grammar or style. By doing so, she believed that writers could overcome their fear of blank pages and liberate their ideas. So what does free writing look like in practice? It's simple. Set a timer for about 15 minutes and start writing. Keep going. No stopping, no editing. Don't worry about grammar or spelling or even coherence. Just let your thoughts flow onto the page. By incorporating free writing into your writing routine, you can cultivate a more spontaneous and expressive approach to storytelling. And that can lead to some amazing breakthroughs. Breaking down your project. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the scope of your writing project? Do you find yourself struggling to make progress because it feels like there's just too much to do? One of the most effective ways to regain momentum on a large writing project is to break it down into smaller, manageable tasks. This technique can help you feel more in control of your work and make steady progress towards completion. So how do you break down a large writing project into smaller tasks? Here's a few tips. 1. Take a close look at your project and identify its main components or elements. What are the essential parts that need to be completed in order for the project to succeed? 2. Create a mind map. Mind maps are visual diagrams that can help you organize your ideas and break down complex projects into smaller, more manageable pieces. 3. Use a task list. Write down each of the tasks that need to be completed and then prioritize them based on importance and urgency. 4. Focus on one task at a time. Instead of trying to tackle multiple tasks at once, focus on completing one task before moving on to the next. And 5, set deadlines for each task. Give yourself specific deadlines for each task, and make sure to leave some buffer time in case things take longer than expected. Here's an example of how this might look in practice. Let's say you're writing a novel that consists of say 10 chapters. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by the entire project, break it down into smaller tasks, like chapter 1, write the opening scene, due date 1 week from now. Chapter 2 and 3, develop the main character's backstory and motivations, due date 2 weeks from now. Chapters 4 and 5, introduce the supporting characters and plot twist, due date 3 weeks from now, and so on. By breaking down your project into smaller tasks, you can make steady progress towards completion without feeling overwhelmed. And when you reach a milestone or complete a key task, be sure to celebrate your success. It's a great way to stay motivated and engaged in the writing process. Remember, breaking down your project is not just about getting more organized. It's also about creating a sense of momentum and excitement for the work ahead. By focusing on one task at a time, you can build confidence, make progress, and ultimately achieve your writing goals. Taking a break and why it helps. As writers, we're often encouraged to push through challenges, power through writer's block, and keep going even when our brains feel like mush. But the truth is, taking breaks from a project can be one of the most important things you can do for your writing. Here are some ways that a break can help you. 1. Prevents burnout. Writing is mentally demanding, and constantly pushing yourself without rest can lead to burnout. When you take a break, you give yourself time to recharge and come back to your project with fresh eyes. 2. Fosters creativity. A break from a project can help you clear your mind and approach the work with a new perspective. You might come back to your writing with renewed inspiration and ideas. And 3, helps with problem solving. Sometimes taking a step back from a problem or challenge can help you see it from a different angle. Breaks can give you time to think through issues and come up with creative solutions. So what should you do during your break? Here are a few ideas. 1, engage in physical activity like walking, running, or yoga to get your blood flowing and clear your mind. 2, pick up a book that has nothing to do with writing. Yes, seriously, reading can help you relax and spark new ideas. 3, connect with family and friends and do things that bring you joy. 4, engage in a hobby or activity that's completely unrelated to writing, like painting, gardening, or cooking. And 5, use your break to focus on self-care activities like meditation or taking a relaxing bath. A nap is not a bad idea either. Remember, taking a break is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of self-awareness and commitment to your writing and to yourself. By taking time off from a project, you can come back to it with renewed energy and focus. So take a break from your project today. Your writing and your sanity will thank you. Thank you for listening to another episode of Prompted, where we spark imagination one writing prompt at a time. Be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on our website, thepromptedpodcast.org, or find us on your favorite podcast platform.